time for another WNST Baltimore Sports News Update. Here's Luke Jones.
John Harbaugh met with the media following the Ravens' big win over the 49ers on Christmas night.
Okay, good to see everybody here. We appreciate it. Late and worth it. Merry Christmas. The Lord is with us, Emmanuel. And I'll tell you that our guys played a worthy type of a game for a game like that against an opponent like that. That's a very good football team. It's a football team that's going far this year. Very physical, very tough team. I think if you look at the game we played, it was pretty much a complete game by all three phases, playing complementary football together and playing off of each other. Special teams had their best game of the year. I mean, numerous plays, a shortened field position, and put us in position, and we covered well against a very good return team, especially kickoff return team. Offense, obviously, moved the ball, scored points, numerous plays, closed us out at the end. And then defense, I thought, just had a spectacular game against one of the best offenses there is. Five turnovers, five interceptions, pressure on the quarterback pretty much all day, and then plastering the scrambles. I thought our guys really worked hard in coverage all day. So a lot of things beyond that, but that's the highlights. Just very proud of our guys. What question do you have?
John, you kind of alluded to it a little bit. I mean, how much do you think, I mean, you know, did you guys feel disrespected by, you know, not being, considered a favorite and having so many people pick against you guys coming into this game?
You know, I think our guys work hard, and they compete hard, and everybody wants to be respected. So, but there's one way to be respected, and that's to go out there and earn that. You know, as an athlete, and as a football player especially, it needs to be done on the field in the game. You know, and I'm proud of our guys for the way they did that tonight.
Five turnovers, John. I mean, that's a special defensive night in any situation. In this game, I mean, can you put a reason behind that level of productivity, which is remarkable?
Well, I think defensively, it was all three levels. I mean, we had pressure, you know. We got the one game under control. That helped us a lot, but we got pressure. I think our coverage was just fantastic. I mean, we covered long, so we made them hold the ball, forced them into some bad throws, and we got our hands on balls. We tipped balls, got balls in the air, and guys caught them. You know, that helps too. So it was just a complete team effort on defense to get those interceptions.
John, what did you make of Lamar's performance tonight?
I thought Lamar had an MVP performance tonight. You know, it takes a team to create a performance like that, but it takes a player to play at that level, to play at an MVP level. It takes a player to play that way, and Lamar was all over the field doing everything. He operated a pretty complicated game plan. I thought Todd and the coaches deserve a lot of credit for the game plan. Lamar operated. He made decisions on the field. And then just keeping plays alive, trusting his offensive line. The offensive line was outstanding with the protection. Lamar trusted those guys. He kept plays alive. He moved in the pocket. He created space for the coverage guys. Our guys did a great job of scramble drill, of getting open. I think we had a new number of plays that were extended that were big plays for us. So just a complete game by Lamar.
Any update on Kyle Hamilton?
It doesn't look bad for anybody. We will see tomorrow to ensure that, but we're fairly optimistic about everybody.
John, to your point about Lamar, the long run at the end of the first half,
mm-hmm.
and then the touchdown to Aguilar, there were two plays on that, a fairly short drive, but where he extended plays.
Mm-hmm.
How much have you seen, I guess, the development of these guys on offense to be able to make those plays happen, sort of together being synced?
I agree. I mean, those aren't just happen. Those happen because a lot of hard work gets put into it on top of a lot of amazing talent. And it's a group effort. You've got the offensive line doing their thing, and then tight ends, receivers, and backs, both in protection and also in routes. They're forced to cover guys downfield, and Lamar is able to run. You know, they don't cover guys downfield, and Lamar finds him. He's got great vision. And our guys are finding soft spots in the coverage there and getting open, and he hits them. Nobody throws better than Lamar on the move, you know, from awkward platforms. He's very accurate that way. So all those things, I would say, came into play.
Tell me, you talk about this team's ability to lead, just to focus on the goals and how important that's going to be after a game like this, what's coming up next week, to kind of, you know, really accomplish some regular season goals if you can do it.
Well, it is. I mean, you know, we haven't finished, you know. We're not finished. You know, so we have And that's just the regular season we're not finished with yet. We've got a massive game coming up in 6 days on a short week against a great football team, you know, and it's going to be a big challenge, and they're already getting ready for us. So we've got to get back, and we've got to get to work.
All right, what do you make of this team's ability to really play their best game against some of the division leaders that you guys have gone against? I mean, I don't need to tell you how many people were picking the Niners, but to handle the Jaguars the way you guys did, the Lions, just on and on and on.
It's a massive, it's a major statement about who they are and about how they compete and what they're all about. Absolutely. Great. Thank you.